Russell, thanks for joining us. Your thoughts on a disappointing start?
Yeah, we're disappointed like you are, Dave, and like the fans are, and like the players are and the staff. It's not what you want to get off to at the start of the season. You want to register some points as early as you possibly can. Don't think there was an awful lot in the game, I have to say. We had chances in the first period. They've got a very important first goal, but I thought we had three chances on the back of that to get back in the game first off. And then we just plugging away, and it's only till we made the changes, I think, when Henderson made an impact coming on late, you know, later on in the game, that we looked like we may get something out of it.
I'd imagine you'd be disappointed the manner in which both goals were conceded.
Yeah, really disappointed. It's uncharacteristic of our defending, and you know, as I say, we've got to improve in all areas, but that in particular, the two goals was disappointing. Hesitation for the first one, and then. And we've not had a good line for the second one, and you know, an hopeful punt forward has cost us dearly.
The substitutes did have the impact, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, obviously, at this stage, it's all about them catching up and getting minutes on the pitch as they fight to get their full fitness, because it's a long season, and so the timing of when they came on was important. But yeah, I think in the period they were on, I think you could see that, you know, they're going to add to the group.
Expectations so high, did that bear on any pressure on the players at all?
Dave, I'm not sure. It shouldn't have done, really. The crowd were very good. 5,600 for the first day of the season. I mean, that's a tremendous effort. I mean, I know season tickets have gone well, and we want people to be expectant of good performances, and it wasn't like it was a bad performance, but I just feel as if we need to prove in every area.
Coming up, you do some miles, aren't you? 7 days, I think it's 1,200 miles you've got to do, starting with Plymouth in the Cup on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you doing them all as well, Dave? Yeah, it's a busy period away from home now, but we've been used to that, you know, and we've done well on our travels, and need to be nice and strong again mentally and physically for those journeys ahead, and obviously we look forward to them, because now, you know, I think the group understand that we have got to work. We have got to work at things and to improve. That's the message I gave them after the game.
But as you're trying to get those players fully fit, the last thing you want is all those miles on the road, because it's going to play havoc with the training schedule, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we've tried to plan, and we've got going different ways and doing different things and staying over after the Plymouth game. So there are various things we're doing to try and help the players, obviously, in that situation, because it is pretty hectic.
And how are you going to lift the players after this disappointing start?
It is a start, Dave. It is the very first game of the season. Everybody wants to get off to a flyer. We did last season. We've not been able to do that today. But look, there's a long, long way to go, and this group will only get better.
Thank you, Russell.
How did you feel the new players fared?
Yeah, I think I've just said there, Simon. I thought they did fine. I thought they did fine, and Henderson in particular was excellent when he came on.
Will Plymouth be important for giving them more time on the pitch, or how do you see the sort of team?
No. Yeah, it will play a part for sure. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's what I've said, really, is that getting them up to speed is going to include minutes on the pitch, and we've got a lot of games coming up over the coming weeks.